The Iraqi parliament's postponement of its next session has sparked reactions from politicians. The senior member of a state of law coalition led by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has rejected the adjournment. Abdesalam al-Maliki described the move as a constitutional breach. He also slammed Sunni blocs in the parliament for blocking the formation of a new government. Meanwhile, the head of the Iraqi National Alliance, Ibrahim al-Ja'fari, also asked the head of the parliament for a session within 1 week. The Iraqi parliament postponed a key session previously scheduled for Tuesday to August the 12th. The decision was made due to a lack of agreement on the post of parliament speaker. Well, staying with Iraq now, the fight against terrorists is continuing on a daily basis. The Iraqi army, backed by local tribesmen and volunteers, is struggling to push back the ISIL militants from towns and districts throughout the country. Earlier, Shakoufi Ranjbar from the newsroom's Iraq desk gave us more details about the latest developments.
We start the main developments in Iraq today with Restif Anbar province, in which the commander of the Federal Army's 6th Division, Major General Najm Abdullah al-Sudani, has been killed in an ISIL mortar shelling. The attack happened in Al-Karmah district, east of Fallujah town. Al-Sudani is the highest-ranking Iraqi officer to fall victim to an attack carried out by the ISIL terrorists. Tribes from Al-Sharqa and Beji districts have been mobilized against insurgents. They have managed to kill some 30 of terrorists and demolish part of their vehicles. Iraqi army forces have also destroyed 15 ISIL militants in Beji's Al-Zawiya district. Staying in Salahuddin province, the people's volunteers have gathered around holy Shia shrines in Samarra to repel militants' attacks on the sites. Federal police have also been dispatched to the outskirts of the city to chase Takfiri terrorists there. There are news of civilian killings in this province. A senior Turkmen politician has accused ISIL militants of killing nearly 200 people from the ethnic minority. He says the terrorists have displaced more than 200,000 other residents from their home. And far from the battlefields, a car bomb has exploded in Kazimir district of the capital Baghdad, targeting a security checkpoint. Dozens of people have also been killed and injured in the explosion.